The U.S. International Trade Commission last month ruled there was reasonable indication that six countries, including Vietnam, were dumping shrimp on the U.S. market. The Commerce Department will decide whether the allegations are valid. If so, foreign shrimp will be subject to higher tariffs. The Southern Shrimp Alliance welcomed the ITC ruling. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Hanoi that some American businessmen abroad say it's unfair.
On a windswept farm in central Vietnam's Quang Chi province, the shrimp ponds are ready for the hatchlings that begin arriving this week. This farm belongs to a U.S.-based company, American Technologies Incorporated. It's the newest of five shrimp farms the company operates here. For nearly half a mile in every direction, row after row of shallow half-acre ponds with blue plastic liners and motorized green paddles to help keep the water clean and the shrimp healthy. Din Van Hong is the farm manager. Hong says he gets 4.5 tons of shrimp from each pond every 3 months, and there are 140 ponds at this farm alone. Farming shrimp, he says, is much more efficient than catching shrimp in the wild, and it's this economy of scale that has helped make shrimp farming here big business. Producers sent more than $450 million worth of shrimp to the U.S. in 2002. Last year, less than 15% of the shrimp sold in the U.S. came from the U.S. The other 85% came from farms like this one.
People like me, growing shrimp in overseas, do a favor for the United States consumer because we're able to supply with a more quality shrimp and more reasonable price.
48-year-old Hugh Dinh, the president of American Technologies Incorporated, is a gregarious Vietnamese American with a slight southern twang he developed after emigrating to the U.S. 30 years ago. He went to school at Tulane and even spent a summer shrimping along the Gulf Coast. In 1997, he decided to take a chance and invest in Vietnam. He says he's invested $50 million here so far, but says that investment is now at risk.
I'm worried. I'm extremely worried today because I don't know what DOC, Department of Commerce in the United States, are going to do. Because if they're going to tax import shrimp, my shrimp came from Vietnam back to the United States, very high tax, then they will put me out of business.
It's a concern shared by the U.S. business community in Vietnam, which argues the ITC ruling smacks of protectionism. Adam Sitkoff is executive director of the American Chamber of Commerce in Hanoi. He says U.S. shrimpers are simply no longer competitive.
You go out in a boat, you trawl for shrimp in the Gulf Coast. That means you had to pay for the boat, pay for the gasoline, pay for the labor. You've got weather problems, seasonality problems. You could have oil slicks. You have all sorts of problems. If you look at the way shrimp are raised in these other countries, they're raised in ponds under people's houses or in their backyards that are lined with plastic. It's farmed shrimp. And so it's reliable, it's steady, it's clean, and most importantly, it's much less expensive to produce.
Deborah Regan, a spokesperson for the Southern Shrimp Alliance, says that's not the point. She argues producers in these six countries named are selling shrimp for less than fair market value, and that, she says, is costing U.S. shrimpers jobs. Regan also rejects the notion that U.S. shrimpers can't catch enough shrimp to compete.
The harvests have been consistent throughout time. What's changed is the price, and since the price is so low, they have to catch more and more shrimp to break even, to the point where it's not worth spending the money on the gas and the ice for your boat to go out and try to harvest the shrimp because they're just not worth that much.
But some argue that protecting American shrimping jobs can cause problems for other American workers. The American Chamber of Commerce's Adam Sitkoff in Hanoi says there are an estimated 130,000 jobs created in the U.S. by shrimp coming from countries like Vietnam, jobs that could be at risk if higher tariffs are imposed.
Processing jobs, shipping jobs, these are distribution jobs, restaurant jobs, packaging jobs. This is big business, and this is business that creates American jobs and has provided a good product for American people to enjoy.
The Commerce Department is expected to rule on the dumping case by June. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.